Hi everyone, this is John, and this is the day 11 Coast to Coast audio boo update. I posted a boo earlier called day 11 update, but I've tried to delete it because maybe I should have waited until I had a pint of cider before I recorded it so I could remember everything about the day, because something happened to me today that I have never seen before, but I'll get on to that. So going back to the original part, today's route was from a place called Claybank Top to Glaisdale, door to door from where we set off to arriving at the accommodation at Glaisdale is about 20 miles, and it took about 7 hours. Left at 9 and arrived around 4 o'clock, which is 7 hours, isn't it? Day starts quite tough. You're kicking off at about 260 metres and you end up at a place called Round Hill at 454 metres, which my guidebooks tell me is the highest point on the Cleveland Hills. If you're that interested and you want to argue with it, then I'm sure there's someone you can email. But the track's pretty straight straightforward in as much as it follows a dismantled railway, and the railway follows obviously no tracks, no sleepers there, but the path of it is there. It's called the Rosedale branch of the Rosedale Ironstone Railway, built in 1861 and closed down in 1929, and it was to take the iron ore from the hills down to the blast furnaces in Teesside. Those Victorians knew how to build stuff, didn't they? No tunnels, no bridges. This whole thing followed the contours of the hills. And it takes you to a place called the Lion Inn, which you can grab a cup of coffee at after about 9 miles, and then you're 11 miles into Glaisdale. It's a really good walk. It's glorious stuff. You get up at about 400 metres and you don't really go any lower until you approach into Glaisdale, which takes you down to about 230. And so you're walking right over the top of the Cleveland Hills all day. Nice fast tracks. Well, if you can do 20 miles in 7 hours, it's got to be fast, and it's easy to follow as well. Glorious day's walking, sunshine all day, and there is a section, I'd say about 6 miles out of Glaisdale, going around a place called Woodhead after you leave a shooting lodge at Trough House, where I'd say about 2 o'clock, this guy comes walking towards me, and I can see him. You can always, you can walk for hours without seeing anybody. And after about a quarter of a mile, I spot him. And the thing that I noticed about him was he was wearing pink. Walkers wear all different sorts of colours, blue, greens, greys, some brighter colours, but pink. He had a pink top and a pink bottoms on, and I thought, that's really weird. Until, in my eyesight, I ain't the best these days, until he got within about 50 yards of me, and he wasn't wearing pink. He was stark buck naked, walking along with his walking boots and his rucksack on, stark naked. And he walked past me and I said afternoon, and he said afternoon, and then he disappeared into the distance. And as he disappeared into the distance, that's the photo I'm going to post with this audio boot. Not that I'm given to taking photos of naked men as they disappear into the distance, but he got a good 200 yards past me. If you use your expand thing on your iPhone or your iMac or whatever you use, then you'll be able to see him if you want to. All in all, it was a really, really good day's walking. I saw something that I've never seen before, which is the naked hitchhiker. And this is day 11, and tomorrow is the last day. Big schlep down to Robin Hood's Bay, 20 miles, looking forward to it. I've checked in at the Arncliffe Inn in Glaisdale, which seems okay. I'll give you more of an update on that tomorrow. But nearly there, nearly done. And no chance of falling off or in anything today, at least. And don't think there is tomorrow. But tomorrow is it. Tomorrow with the final update. And as ever, I will be you then.